This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, 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 hey. One more time. We let it ride. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, March 5th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Slums of Sacramento,
man, we are happy you are here. What's good, baby?
What's good, man? What's good? It's Wednesday. It's a little gloomy today, but that's all right, though.
It's all right, sorry. Man.
We still cooking. Kings play tonight, so that's I'm always hyped for Kings basketball. And I thought about today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still time to play, but we're getting into like countdown territory. Are we under 20 games left?
I think we're at 19. This will be it, right?
This sounds about right. Did you say the other day we had 22 games left?
Is that it? Because, yeah, I feel like that record was an even number. What is it? 32? Yeah, so 22 left.
Okay.
32 and 20.
Well, we're under 25.
Left. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, when what are the rules? When did the countdown start?
Under 20.
Under 20?
Yeah, under 20.
Well, I feel like we're on countdown mode now.
I'm
sitting around watching, you know, the your sorry ass Knicks can't beat the Warriors.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse. Hey, bro. Hey, nah, bro. It's done. It's done.
Throw
I know Cat
there
wasn't there. I know Cat wasn't there.
You want to pull up the text?
It's done, bro. It's done.
You want to pull up the text?
You know what? I actually got that screenshot.
Well, we can do that. I'm just saying. I'm telling you, it's over. I'm telling you it's over. What do you want me to do?
No, I screenshotted that no joke like 3 weeks ago because I was pissed off about it again.
when you find it, read it out loud. Was this the Cat trade?
I literally got
this
it right
was the
now.
Cat trade.
Yeah, okay.
Cat
okay. Yeah. So what's
it
to say?
Yeah, so it's whatever. It's like, did we not talk about trading Cat literally yesterday and you're all facts? And then we talk about the details. And then Kenny's all, Nick's the favorites. I text back, you don't believe that. And then, we just went from there.
They were the favorites.
No, they weren't. They were never
they were
the favorites.
I had them as the favorites.
They were never the favorites.
Well, no, it's done. It's done, man. And whatever's going on with Cat is a little scary, too. If I knew what was going on with Cat? I don't know. They say he's going to miss the whole road trip. So he's not going to play against the Kings.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Knicks have been fraudulent since what, 1978, 1975 was the last time?
Why are we piling on?
I'm just saying.
Why are we piling on?
How many times have they told us, oh, the Knicks, here they come, bing bong, and what happens?
I've admitted it. Just because you saw the second episode of Celtic City doesn't mean you have to come in here disrespecting the Knicks.
I actually just watched the first episode. The second episode's not out yet.
Shout
out Bill Russell.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Russell. Bill Russell.
His features, like the old guys mentioned.
I feel like Bill Russell is going to take up the first seven episodes.
Yeah. It's...
Then you got to have a whole episode on 08, and then you get 5 minutes to Tatum and Brown.
So, yeah. Like I said, shout out to Bill Russell, you know, winning them championships with six teams in the league.
Well, Knicks didn't even win those. Are the Knicks the Knicks are the Kings in a big market?
Oh, they've made a couple.
They actually worse. They're worse. They're worse because they went out and got all these trades and OG and contracts and Cat and.
I still think
they're a middling playoff team at best.
They'd have to play. Were they like four or something like that? So they'd play the Cavs.
Are they still four?
They're the four or five.
No, they're three. They're three.
So they get the.
They're actually three kind of comfortably.
Yeah,
they got four and a half on Milwaukee.
Disrespecting
regular season
boys.
Warriors.
Yeah, no, they're
disrespecting my boys like that. Cat didn't play last night either.
You just dismissed them. You're worried about me disrespecting them.
I said I'm not having them as a championship contender right now. I'm not disrespecting them. I'm not telling them you're this terrible middling team. Hey. No, that's disrespectful. Hey. That's
the
truth. What'd
that text say again?
Oh, it said the Knicks are the favorites.
Oh, okay.
Well, they were the favorites at the time.
In your mind.
Yeah.
At the time.
Namias Kate and Luke Kornet had Cat in the Walls at Jericho like 2 weeks ago, bro. They were cooked. Man.
They blew a 20-point lead 2 weeks ago.
We're talking about the Cavs.
And then Cat got hurt.
Talking about the Cavs.
Oh, yeah. They beat them down. I'm mad at them, though. They should have handled business last night, though. That's ridiculous. Anything anybody wants to say about them right now is justified, even though they didn't have Cat. But still, man, handle business, man. Help a brother out.
Well, they didn't help none of us out, man. We'll talk more about that game.
Real quick, the Chili Dogs are back.
Really?
Yes.
Danielle filled up.
Does anybody know why this keeps happening?
AJC's bringing chili dogs. All I know is I'm grabbing two chili dogs today.
Danielle.
And you feel okay when you eat that?
Yeah.
Danielle filled up the Snack Shack. I'll pass.
Hey, I saw.
I already got to the Snack Shack this morning.
I saw the way that Snack Shack was filled up. That joint going to be empty by the end of the week.
Yeah. Somebody, I need to talk to Jonathan right now.
When it was Kimberly's Snack Shack, that joint was packed. There's like 10 shelves. It was 10 shelves full.
It's almost like they're trying to get us to be a little healthier. Like, hey, only take one snack maybe or else it's going to run out.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's going to work.
I'm still taking six today.
Because you know what people do? They do what Kenny did. I caught Kenny doing this yesterday. They didn't even catch him doing it. He just did it.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
now, this is what they all do. Oh, man, I got to run out to a meeting. Oh, man, I got a long drive home. I'm going to grab a snack.
Who has a long drive home?
No, you can't be taking snacks home.
You got a long drive home.
That's it.
Well, JC.
They going around the corner. Well, JC.
JC living a whole other continent.
JC can do what he needs to do. Kyle can do what he needs to do. Other than that, everybody else going around the corner.
That's crazy. Taking snacks home.
No, lead out not for me. Not for me. Everybody else, leave them there because you going around the corner.
No integrity. You're still 916,
you about to eat.
If you're 916, you can't take them home.
Well, no, I'm in a completely different side of town.
I know what Kenny didn't do, though. He didn't bring his kids in here and send them to the Snack Shack.
Oh, no.
He was bringing the kids in like, no, guys, go grab a snack instead of, you know it's not like that those
home,
are there
whoever you are.
For the hardworking people that work here.
Your kids get a W-2?
No, that really did happen. That happened.
No, that's the shoot right
there. Yeah, your kids get a W-2?
If you don't get a W-2, you don't get any snacks.
Sorry, little Johnny wants a snack box or whatever. No, like, if he's not paying his taxes, then go kick rocks.
Little Johnny can go sit his ass down and play on his phone.
You better bring
you got snack money, bro?
That's how you should approach them. Y'all got snack money? Sit down.
See, we let the little kids just run wild around here. No one says anything about it. Like, Reese and Ryan are cool. They'll come hang out in the studio. They'll be good and stuff like that. They be happy.
Nah, Reese got beef. I don't know what his issue is.
Well, I don't know.
Reese got beef.
Yeah, out here on 2K or whatever. I might have him. We have to settle this, man. I'll call in, man. You know what I'm saying?
See what do we get Reese versus D-Lo one-on-one in the Caraway compound?
In what?
They could play one-on-one. They could hoop.
You think you can beat Reese? Yeah, you can. He ain't got no left
hand. I can beat Reese.
He ain't got no left hand.
Like, come on, man. Like,
we'll do three dribbles.
I'm the worst ball player in the room, but, like, come on, man. I could beat a 10-year-old.
I believe in you, too.
If I have to back him down and just jump hook over him, I'm going to do that all day.
Next year, I don't think so. You know the strategy is with me. He'll be like, I'm going to beat you one day, Dad. No, you're not. I think I've talked about this on the show.
You can't quit. You got to pass that torch.
This is what's going to happen. We're going to keep playing. I'm going to keep beating them. And then there's going to come a day when he's going to be up like, we're going to 11, he's going to be up like 8-3. And I'm going to use everything that I have to come back and win that game. And that'll be the last game we ever play.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to me. I'm passing that down. My Uncle Kevin, he did that to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was about to beat him. I was hyped. He came back, you know, start backing down and everything and got the win. And like, I was like, no, we got to run that back. He said, no, I'm never playing you again. And he talks to me about it to this day. And as you can see, it hasn't left. I'm still here frustrated about that.
I see that.
Yeah. So that's what will happen.
My little neighbor used to come over back at my desk. Like, oh, can you play basketball? He's like 9 or whatever. I used to lower the rim and dunk on him. Shout out, Donald.
Dunk on him. Dunk on that. Dunk on his head.
Sometimes. Hey, I got to really lower it too because I'm only like 5'6". So we're playing on like a 7-foot hoop.
Hey, sometimes you got to let them know. Sometimes you got to beat a kid in basketball. Sometimes you got to tell these punk-ass kids they can't have any snacks. Like, some of these parents in this office need to learn the meaning of, like, no, like, you can't. There needs to be a Jesse's on point. There needs to be a sign if you don't get a W-2 with that stupid orange logo on it, you can't have a snack. Get out of here. You don't need any, I don't even know what's in there anymore.
I'm missing out on a Gatorade because some 9-year-old took it.
Right, yeah, right? Some nine-year-old exactly. who was here for 10 minutes. And
doesn't even respect what we do here.
And Andy had to do the music log, so we told him to go get some snacks.
3 of them.
Well,
that's why there's no snacks.
And also, that's the other thing. Stop having kids. You got Kelly over here running around with 4. Andy got, what'd you say, 3?
Well, he's got 2, but it's always a friend that comes along.
Oh, so he got 2 plus 1. Oh, yeah, it's a club now. Now Odyssey's a club where you get the plus 1 at the entryway. And then the snack shack gets the extra joint over
World
there.
World famous Odyssey. So,
2 levels. Y'all know what it is. DJ KC on the right. Jesse Tappy on the left.
2 levels is crazy.
It's the world famous Club Ricky's, baby. That's how we got down 7th and J Street.
Need to
then the Hard Rock opened up around the corner.
Hard Rock was popping. Hard Rock.
I know. I used to stand on that corner like, man, it looks fun over there.
Hard Rock was popping. And that was when I first turned 21. I was like, first place I went to, I think my 21st birthday.
See?
That Thursday night I went to Hard Rock.
You could have walked right around the corner and hung out with your
boy. I know. I didn't even know. I never went to Ricky's that whole weekend.
Boy, you missed out.
No, Ricky's looked like it was popping. I went in Ricky's eventually. It was popping. Mm. It was popping. But that first weekend, yeah, I was at Hard Rock and I was at Hun King Lounge.
Well, yeah, big ups. King's Lounge, yeah.
We need to bring back Ricky's, bro. It's just
I don't think we need
that's
to.
Prime
it's
location.
Like a restaurant. Yeah, I think it's like a restaurant now.
I think so, too.
But I think it was a restaurant before. I can't, for the love of God, figure out who might have eaten there.
Yeah, I watched.
Or if that poor individual is still with us. But
I watched a couple of fights there, like boxing matches there.
Oh, I watched a couple of fights there, too.
Well, they weren't sanctioned.
What? I watched a couple of heavyweight matches out there on the corner of 7th and J Street.
That's prime location. Somebody did hop on that. That's a good little spot. Right there on, what's that? That's J or K?
The 7th J. Yeah, it's J.
That's, man, people walk out of the, go to one center and look to your left. You're right there.
Right there.
Come on now.
Right there. If that lady's still there, she'll tell. No, Domas, can't, nope, keep it moving. Malik. Malik, you don't look nice.
Is that
nah.
the lady who was at the Juneteenth joint? Who would turn him away?
Nah. I haven't seen this lady since I left Ricky's. Like, she's the one who looked Mike Bibby dead in his face and said, no, you and your 10 friends can't come in here with all your money. Get out of here. And I watched Mike and Dane and E and that whole crew walk across the street. And I'm just sitting here like, all right, dude, like... All right, man. We're taking an L tonight.
Man, how you Sacramento's dress code situation used to be absurd.
I was explaining that to somebody at breakfast today because there's that dress code sign outside the spot we were at Saturday night.
Well.
Like that code doesn't apply to everybody.
You said they might have changed. I won't say
well, they changed that night.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
let's just put it like this. I ain't never
they
been there.
Changed that night.
I ain't never been there in my life. Mm-hmm. Silent protest.
As you should. I think they came to us, didn't they?
Didn't they?
No, they came to us and we were like, nah.
Oh, not. You're right. Oh, for 102.
Yeah. We're like, nah. Yeah,
it was them
we're
in
good.
The park. We were like,
yeah,
nah,
we're
we
good.
Cool.
Nah, appreciate you though.
Silent protest.
We appreciate
I don't know,
you.
Maybe things have changed. Maybe we can I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, times are hard. Sometimes you rethink. But that sign is still out there. Hard times.
Bro, this 2025, I'm not putting on hard bottoms to go into the club.
Well, see,
I'm
that's
not.
The thing.
I'll just walk down the street.
No one had them on. So I don't know what that sign was out there for.
Not wearing a button-up. I would walk down the street and go to another establishment.
But I looked fire on Saturday night.
Well, I'm sure you did. You can look good in that. But I'm not doing that for this establishment.
We'll come back. We might start the show. I'm not really sure.
See what happens when the Kings don't play?
It's raining. Kings play tonight, though.
Leak out. Damn.
That's a good look. We'll talk. So that's official.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about it. Steelin' with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Talking TV shows during the commercial break.
I gotta slow down on all these TV shows because it's tournament time. Yesterday, who'd I see won?
You talk about countdown. Like I was thinking about. All right, like I might just have to break the pack and start Paradise. Mm. But then I just started watching basketball again. I didn't turn away. My stupid ass. I turned away. Suns were down 20.
I felt I fell asleep and I thought that game was over.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, whatever, man. I'm gonna watch the episode of The Office, do some work, and call it.
See, I didn't even know that's how
I didn't know they won till this morning.
I woke up at 12:30. Like, all right, let me change what I wrote in the rundown.
No, I mean like going into the fourth. Like it was like the fourth quarter and they were down 20.
I didn't know how any of that went down till like I started hearing people talking about it this morning. I had to run Sherrill Grove to the airport, so I was like, I miss all the late game. Right,
where's she flying off to now? Somewhere rich, huh?
I don't know if it's rich. No, she's Italy. In the country.
Oh.
Going to New York.
Okay. Again?
Yeah.
Didn't she just get...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She was pissed that she had to go watch Kings Knicks, so she was like, I'm just going to fly back and watch a better basketball team. Yeah.
I get home, and we're driving, and this is kid life, to keep the two-year-old from just screaming at the top of her lungs for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Here, take my phone and watch Ping Fong. So I don't know what's going on. I get home, finally get my phone back. I say, oh, son's won. All right, cool, cool, cool. That's a good look. That's a good look. I didn't even know how it went down till today.
Yeah, it was wild. Mm-hmm. It was like, what was this? 43-22 in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
That's what they did in the fourth quarter to get the win. 43-22.
KD has already got 19 in the fourth.
Yeah.
Does that game say anything to you either way?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
But the Clippers.
Mm.
Like Kawhi had like 30 something, didn't he? Like, I mean, maybe it wasn't 30 something. Kawhi had a night. And it's like, huh. It feels like they've just trickled down.
Have they trickled down or have the Kings and Warriors trickled up? If that even makes sense.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think the Clippers, I believe they're playing above their head for much of the
season. Kawhi had 21. What am I talking about? Zubac had 35. That's who was cooking last night.
Damn.
You thought they were so they've lost to the Lakers twice. They lost to the Pistons, Pacers, Bucks.
Not bad teams, though.
No, they're not bad, but they didn't beat any of them.
Now, here's the killer. There's about a three-week window when the Kings got to make their move on the Clippers because their April is extremely...
Well, are we there now? Because this is the Sunday game,
this
right?
This is part of it, yeah. It starts, I guess, now.
Yeah, okay.
The Clippers got some teams they got to play. The Kings, unfortunately, do as well, but... If you're not ahead of them by April 1st, I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm.
So this is where you get at least a little cushion on these Clippers, if you can.
Hmm. I don't think cushions are going to be built, bro.
No.
How can you build a 32-28, 32-29. I don't know. Maybe.
Did they really
maybe.
Do anything at the deadline?
Notably? The Clippers?
Yeah.
They traded Terrence Mann for.
Nah, I'm not trying to be funny. Did they get Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons in the buyout. Yep.
Yeah, but nothing too notable. I mean,
they got Bogey. Oh,
they yeah. did get Bogey. Yeah. That's right. They did get Bogey. How's that working? Everybody happy for Bogey or no? Just checking the room.
That was a wild week on the show.
Checking the room,
and that's actually kind of crazy though. Like Terrence Mann, it might have been a situation where I don't know the contract situation or what, but. Like I like Bogey. Like Bogey's fine. You can be a playoff team with Bogey on the roster, but damn, like for the identity of what you were trying to do, you traded a guy that was versatile, could maybe hit the corner three, defend three positions for Bogey?
I don't think they did anything to take themselves up another notch. Like kind of maybe keep themselves level with that, but nothing like what the Warriors did or even I guess the Kings now.
They definitely didn't do that. They definitely didn't do it. And once again, I don't want to diss Bogey because I like him, but you might have took away from what you were trying to do.
Mm.
Moving a guy like Terrence Mann, who in a vacuum, Bogey's just like maybe a more skilled, better offensive player, but Terrence Mann fit what you were trying to put around with that team. You might have took away a little bit. Now, the thought might have been, all right, Kawhi is coming back, so there might be a little level of redundancy with Mann and Kawhi out there, and we need more shooting around Kawhi. So maybe that was a thought, but then so far it hasn't paid out. And Norm Powell's been hurt too.
Yeah. Clippers are ninth. Suns are three games back from Dallas now for that 10th spot, which, again, given what's going on with Dallas, that's worth keeping an eye on. But yeah, that was a wild one between the Suns and the Clippers last night. I ask you, that game say nothing to you either way?
It doesn't say anything new to me with the Clippers. Like, I think they can be had. The Suns are just still, there's just so much talent there. I can't close the book on them. I hear you. I get it. They win a game like that, and it's like, all right, this is when you think they might be able to do something.
And that's what you like. You keep waiting for the moment, right? You don't do that with teams that don't have talent on them. Right. You just keep waiting for the moment where, like, is this the one? Is this the one that turns everything around? Because you think with a team with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, who Brad like left it like halftime. He had like a calf issue or something like that, and didn't play the second half at all. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, like, is this the one that ignites the spark that gets them going?
I think that was their little big league moment yesterday.
Well, and that's the other thing, yeah. Right? Is like we're waiting for something, and then all right, they get it's a big comeback, 20-point comeback. And then, you know, they lose the next night.
And the killer always with them when you get snapped back to reality, at least for me, is that schedule is crazy. And for them to get as hot as they need to get, you know, 10 or, you know, 9 or whatever, you'd have to do it against the top teams in the league. Mm-hmm. And that's a tall task right there.
I just can't buy into a team with bad vibes already digging themselves out of a hole. Like, you kind of need to come together at that point. I don't think what they have is a recipe for success.
I hear you.
And you're right, but you're talking about chasing down the Mavericks. That's the thing that kind of, like, if the Mavericks were who they, like, before Kyrie and all this other stuff, I'd be like, yeah, I think they'll win enough to hold them off. But now
there's that,
you got a team that's finished.
You're talking about chasing down the Mavericks who might not be able to stand on their own 2 feet moving forward. So it's you're grading on a bit of a curve as to what Phoenix can do and what Dallas can't do.
Right.
Are we talking about the wrong team though? Is it maybe Portland?
Could be.
No, it absolutely could be.
Could be.
Yeah, it absolutely could be. Yeah. Portland making the playoffs and or play in and Phoenix not. Imagine Phoenix and Dallas miss the play in.
Wow.
And Portland makes it. Dallas. They were in the finals last year.
No, I don't think so. I was about to say something. I think it was the Lakers. I don't know. But I was about to say, didn't they play on Christmas Day? The Suns and the Mavericks.
Those two teams?
It might have been Mavericks and Lakers. I can't remember.
I don't know. If the Suns were probably on at 7:30 and I was done at that
point. They always push. They've been for years trying to push that game and that rivalry. And I thought they might have played on Christmas. But to your point, both of those teams who had the expectations very, very high going into the season, don't even make the play-in would be crazy.
If only Luka did sprints at practice.
That's it. I didn't have that beer and hookah.
It was Minnesota. Sorry about that. So I was listening to Club 520 with Teague and everything. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Teague was talking about Luka, and he's like, yeah, man, he just got that it factor, man. Like, you know, you see kids play, and you know, there's just something about them. They got that it factor. You look at him, he's out of shape, he's fat. You're like, I could take him. But when you see him play, you know, it's that it factor. And he was like, he built like Kevin Owens out there hooping.
Can you imagine Kevin Owens going for 30 in the playoffs?
he built like Kevin Owens. I've died.
Oh man,
Teague's got the best pot. That's right now.
Funny. Nah, he's killing.
He's got the belt for
podcast. That 20 is hella funny.
That's funny. Kevin Owens out there hooping. He got the basketball shorts. Why not?
Right.
I don't know how many dudes have wrestled in basketball shorts before.
But yeah, the Mavs are crazy. James Hamm brought it up. I saw the little clip. Tim Bontemps, he made the suggestion the Mavs. Like, Anthony Davis should never play for the Mavs again. Like, they should.
Oh, yeah, that was a big time. Oh.
Yeah, not this year.
Oh, but ever
trade
again.
Him in the summer. And it's not the craziest idea. Like, what are you doing if you're the Mavs?
You can't do that. Let's
elaborate on that a little bit. Like, the idea that Kyrie's not going to be back next year. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do to make this team better. Or that, not that Kyrie won't be back. Kyrie isn't playing next year. And so you're just going to march Anthony Davis out there with who? Dante Exum?
And even long term, shout out Dante Exum catching a stray.
Just, you know, well, so, yeah. He had hit a three.
Yeah, this beef for life.
My financial issues would be it's on site, a little better.
On site for life. I understand. But like, even like in the grand scheme of things, like, what are you going to do? How are you going to improve your franchise?
I don't know.
With Anthony Davis on the roster?
Well, if you're Nico Harrison, then you just got to turn in your resignation letter right with that trade. You can't do that if you're him. Like, that was your thing. Like, you have to somehow see it through, or like do something else. Like, the moment you trade Anthony Davis, you might as well just quit.
Seeing it through might be trading Anthony Davis, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like that was your big move.
Because if your idea was AD and Kyrie, you lost that before it even like happened.
Oh, I'm saying like you guys are making sense. Like, yes, that's probably the next logical step. But also, if you're Nico Harrison, like you traded Luka for that guy, and now you're trading him already this offseason.
It's crazy.
Yeah, go ahead and hand in your resignation.
Would that be the most infamous run as a general manager in history?
Yeah,
you trade Luka.
It would surpass the process.
Oh, I think it crushes the process.
Probably so. But that's the first general manager tenure that I can think of, is like what they did with the process.
I think the way you go about that 80 thing is he's got to request a trade, or kind of just be like, yeah, this isn't going to work. I want out.
Yeah.
I don't think Nico Harrison can do it without just getting fired the moment he sends that through the fax or however they do it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Was Nico the GM for Brunson, or was he after?
He wasn't the GM.
He wasn't the GM for Brunson. Mm-hmm. How long has Brunson been in New York? Three years?
This is his fourth year.
This is his fourth.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that would.
No, maybe he was there. I don't know. I didn't think so. I thought he got it relatively recently, like 2 years ago or something like that. Because I don't think Nico fired Carlisle.
Nico Harrison was appointed as the general manager on June 28th, 2021.
That's close. That is close. I think that's after Brunson signed. Or like the Brunson stuff was already in motion, I think, at the very least.
What'd I say? What was the date I said?
June 20-something?
June 28th. Okay, June 28th, 2021. Jalen Brunson.
He was like a July 3rd or something like that.
The same year?
I think so. Because crowds were back when he was playing with Dallas.
I picked the most complicated way to find out, by the way. Like
when he had that run with Dallas, crowds were back. So that had to be 2020.
So
that summer is when he left.
In the 2021-2022 season.
Yeah.
So it was Nico.
Yeah, so but that's what I'm saying. So like it was already in motion, it felt like. Now it's on his resume. But if Nico took over GM in June,
Brunson
left like
in 2022.
Oh, he left in 2022?
Yeah, in the 2021-2022 season, gotcha. Brunson became a starter and finished the season achieving career highs, blah, 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 okay. The Mavericks who were without Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
On June 2nd, 2022, his fathers were hired by the New York Knicks as an assistant. On July 12th, Brunson signed a 4-year 104.
Nah, you're saying correct. You're right. That's on Nico.
Sick. You got the guy who let Brunson walk and traded Luka.
Wow.
And then you're going to trade AD.
Yeah, fire him now.
Wow. That?
That's awful.
That's a generational run right there. Brunson, Luka. Obviously, it's not his fault Kyrie got hurt, but he has a decision to make on Kyrie because Kyrie has a player opt-out. Mm-hmm. Now, you have the Kevin Durant, like, he's not KD, and he's not KD's age. KD opted out and signed a 4-year deal with Brooklyn, and Brooklyn was like, cool, all good, we'll see you in a year. Mm-hmm. Does Kyrie do that? Is Kyrie able to do that? Does anyone make an offer for Kyrie to do that?
Mm.
Does he keep the 36 or something, becomes free agent the next year? Then what does Dallas do? Either way, Nico Harrison has another critical decision regarding that star player.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Anthony Davis situation now without a castmate for an entire year.
Hey, I'm gonna have some fun real quick. Nico has more bad than good, but he's made the playoffs like three times. Does he keep his job?
He's gone. He hasn't made the playoffs three times. He's gone to the conference finals.
He's gone
to the conference finals and the NBA finals.
I'm messing with Jesse, man. No, because you traded the face. Like, you hit the red button.
He made the playoffs, though.
Don't matter. You hit the red button, and now we're screwed for 10 years. Now we're cooked for the next 10 years.
I'm joking, because the Kings front office, the argument was they've made more good than bad, but they haven't made the playoffs, so they should go.
Nico was cool until he traded Luka.
Nico probably actually wasn't that cool when you look at, like, he was, I guess he was cool. You got Kyrie. We'll give him that. They missed the playoffs the year before under Nico. He couldn't get Jalen Brunson. Damn. That's an awful tenure right there. That is an awful tenure.
Tough.
Man, I don't know.
That is tough.
Like,
Vlade somewhere looking like, damn. Damn.
I don't know how he has a job once the season is over.
Nico?
Yeah.
Well, from all appearances, the owner was all in.
And then you get into the, and I say it not like mocking it, because anything's possible. He's just doing what he's supposed to do, according to the conspiracy theorists.
Kidding him to the Lakers?
No. Those owners want to go to Vegas.
Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tough. You've shut that down publicly multiple times. Like,
well, Clay Bennett said he didn't want to leave Seattle publicly.
Well,
what are they going to say?
Nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, like they.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't, like, Adam Silver wouldn't let you go like that. This isn't New Orleans.
So
this is Dallas.
The people believe. The people. I ain't even putting this on the streets. This is the people. That they're trying to push their way out, and the NBA will work it out where the Mavericks move to Vegas and they give Dallas the expansion team.
I can't see the NBA losing a franchise in Dallas.
Well, they give them the expansion team. They're not losing Dallas.
Why would you do that?
Because those owners want to go to Vegas. Those owners want to be in Vegas. You already
know who else does?
I know. This is where it falls apart, because LeBron want to be a part of that Vegas team.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So if I was the NBA.
Adam Silver pretty much acknowledged that. Hey, I can't give you an NBA franchise yet, but here's a trophy. Yeah, I don't even remember what that was for. It was like, was it the All-Star game? Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
If I was the NBA, I would tell those Dallas owners. No.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I'm going expansion.
No, absolutely not. Like, but if you don't want this franchise, let me know. Mm-hmm. We'll find one of the other, you know, billionaires who wants a toy.
Mm-hmm. But the only reason why it even kind of comes up is because this theory, I guess, was alive before Luka.
Because people, for sure.
Immediately went back to that. Like, see, they're doing it. They want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe it. But that's something that is out there. And if they're
Adelson family? Those ties to Vegas are pretty clear. I can't imagine.
The whole point of me bringing that up is if they're like, yeah, great, Nico, like, you're doing good. That would lend to the conspiracy theory that he's just doing what they're telling him to do, just dismantling the franchise. Once again, I don't believe it. I think, and especially on the NBA side, like you just said, I tell them to kick rocks. I want a brand new franchise in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to relocate to Las Vegas. That's, if I was Adam Silver, that's how I'd go about it.
Also, the fact that you went about it this way, I don't trust you with a brand new franchise. Mm. Also, my king wants one, and I will give it to him.
What's the business behind trading Luka? Like,
look at him.
Was that Nico? That was his electric blue suit from Laker night.
Why would you trade Luka and then, like, move? Wouldn't you rather have Luka there?
Because you can't move if you don't.
Because you have to. You're trying to diminish attendance and point to. It's Major League.
Team, yeah.
It's Major League.
You're trying to John Fisher team.
Yeah, you're trying. You. There you go. Yeah, you're trying to Oakland A's this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they don't support us. They don't want to come watch basketball.
Well, they
didn't pay the 8% ticket increase.
Who does that? Like, you do that?
And they say it's going into team building or something like that? don't remember what the line was. The line was crazy. I'd never seen it before.
Yeah, who does that?
Engagement, like, and team building.
Like, everything they're doing, you're kicking fans out. Everything they're doing is to turn the fan base in the city away from that team right now. Like I said, I don't believe that conspiracy theory, but they haven't done anything in a few months to engage themselves to that city.
Couldn't you be incompetent with money?
Could be.
Yeah, you have so much of it, you don't know how to handle it. Well, Chris says, this 8% increase will be going towards AD's medical bills.
Come on, man. Hey, come on. That's a Charles That's an inside the NBA line. Don't
That's
do that,
not Chris.
Chris.
Like, all right, Chris.
Think quotes. That must be real.
Well,
come on, man. That's as bad as street clothes.
Anthony Data Davis is personal.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that was Trista.
Trista did that one. Data Davis was bad. Street clothes is bad.
Very rude. But if I had to pick a funny one, it'd be that one.
What? Oh man.
Which one?
No, Data Davis is hilarious.
Yeah, Data Davis is the best.
Street clothes is like...
Street clothes is disrespectful.
It is, but it is kind of funny, though. it is kind of funny. Like, street clothes is funny. I wouldn't call that man street clothes, but I chuckle.
If AD missed as many games as he did for the Lakers, but he was a Sacramento King, would you call him street clothes on this show?
I'd never call him street clothes. But if Charles start calling him street clothes, I would chuckle. I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't call that man that. I ain't calling these people that, especially over something that he's got no control over.
Because he called him a hypochondriac that one time, didn't he?
Well, no, that's what John Thompson would ask him.
You asked. He didn't call him that. He presented a possible theory.
We're gonna call him the hypochondriac.
Remember he was laid out on the ground, rolling around, limping back to the locker room, and he was back on the bench in 4 minutes.
Yeah. Well, he was just.
Wait a minute.
Well, it's not like he was in a wheelchair or anything.
Anthony Davis is unconscious on the court right now, motionless.
That's a good call. That's a good call, Dame. That's a good call.
Wait, he's coming back?
He didn't catch it.
That's fine. He didn't leave in a wheelchair. Come back crip walking on the floor.
Oh, you're talking about Paul Pierce? Yeah.
No, I was talking about the other player that left in a wheelchair and came back like 2 minutes later.
Who am I missing?
Nobody. I'm talking about Paul Pierce.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. I don't know, bro. Like, yeah, Paul Pierce left in a wheelchair and then won a title like 3 games later. Whatever.
Oh, relax. In bump two.
We'll come back. In bump two.
I gotta.
In bump two means throws oranges at a wall. That's what in bump two means.
I got another random question about that AD thing that just kind of came to my mind.
Hold on to that, and we'll talk about Malik Monk. We're going to call Malik Monk street clothes now because he's out tonight.
Although his street clothes will fly.
Absolutely. We'll talk Malik. He's going to miss tonight. Can the Sacramento Kings get by the Denver Nuggets without Malik Monk and Domantas Sabonis? Mm. We'll talk about that. Stealing with KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Yeah, because my name wasn't
K-A-C-I-E. D-Lo and K-C. Y'all thought Kenny Caraway, that's what the K-C stood for. No.
My name.
It's K-A-C-I-E. This is one of the wildest emails ever. Then a birthday email went out with all of the March birthdays that left two really prominent March birthdays out.
What?
Which I just thought was hilarious. So they sent out like the March birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Katie and Kevin from the Wake Up Call have the same birthday.
Come on, man.
March 28th. They're not on the list. And then we get an email from someone who works directly with us that is addressed to D-Lo, D-L-O, and Casey, K-A. C-I-E. It's just amazing.
Once again,
absolutely
who spells
amazing.
Casey like that?
I don't know.
Even if you thought that was my name, who spells Casey?
Like, how in this life has ever? I've never seen that once in my life besides yesterday.
Let me see if there's somebody I can.
I'm trying to see D-Lo and does it like autocorrect? Casey. Nope. What if I put Casey? Nope.
Well,
she willingly spelled it K-A-C-I-E.
Maybe that was a sign of disrespect. So,
I think it was.
Disrespectful.
The little name tag pops up when you keyword search in the email.
She pulled a KC on KC because you know how I say people's name wrong to disrespect.
Yeah.
To irritate them.
Yep. Yep. The yep. Thing. Yep.
We have Casey Borrowman. She's an actress. And Casey McDonald.
And it's spelled the way that this individual spelled it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How Casey, famous is
you know why? You know why?
Casey Borrowman was in Avatar? The movie?
I'm embarrassed to say I still haven't watched that.
I mean, you're not missing out on anything. It's okay. It's actually kind of weird when you think about it.
It's pretty overhyped if you think about it. Like, the first one was a good movie, but
I didn't watch the second
one. Yeah, I'd never seen the second one either. Like, the first one was great, but I never, oh, second Avatar here. Like, oh, I never really understood it.
Yeah, it was all right.
I think I figured out why she botched her name so bad.
Why?
She spells her name hella weird.
Well, that's true.
Like, her name doesn't even make sense.
Well, do you just assume that everyone's name is kind of spelled different then in the world?
Well, maybe. I don't know what she thinks.
Oh, this is interesting. We're talking sports now.
Okay.
Casey McDonald.
Okay.
Is a reporter, a news reporter. Oh. I don't know where.
Okay.
But a news reporter. She's married to Eric Hosmer, first baseman of the Royals. Well, now he's at the Padres.
Is he still in the league?
He might not be. Yeah, he might not be. But yeah, see how we tied it into sports?
The more
also,
you know, good.
There's a Casey's donut that I should have known. It's around the corner from my house. I go there and get some donuts from time to time. It's solid. It's solid. I like Casey's donuts.
And it's you didn't realize it was Casey's donuts?
I forgot until I just Googled and that's
and oh, it's yeah, KACIE.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out Casey's donuts, man. I go there from time to time.
The only thing that would have made it better is if she had spelled it with a C. That's the only thing. Like Casey Kasem. If she had spelled it C-A-S.
I'm telling you, she pulled a KC on KC, man. I can't get mad at it. I do the same thing. Telefimo Lopez, Kevin O'Connell.
The way you get her back is you email her, but spell her name the normal way.
Do that. Yeah. That's funny. Spell it the totally normal way. That's what... We should all get together, and that's how we address her moving forward in email form, is the normal spelling of her name. And just act like, oh, I didn't know.
How am I supposed to remember the first way?
Yeah, I can't. Like, I always forget. Does the A go before the E?
And there's an I.
And where does the I go into place
and
here?
It's two L's. It gets crazy.
There's a G-H.
Yeah, I think it's...
The girl's name is Kelly.
I think it's C. I'm going to do it without looking. Tell me if I'm
okay, right. Okay, hold on. Let me find it. This is ridiculous. So get come along for the ride on this one. Go ahead.
C-A-E.
Nope.
C-E-A.
Yep.
L-L-I.
Nope. No. No.
L-L-E-I.
Yep.
G-H.
Yep. So all again, all at once. Go ahead.
C-E-A.
Yep.
L-L-E-I-G-H.
That's it. That's how you spell Kelly.
See, if you ask me to spell right now, I'd get it wrong.
That's how you spell Kelly.
It's like Krzyzewski.
That is insane.
I don't think that's your name.
I remember I said, what is this girl's name? Kelly. No. This one. No, her name's Kelly. No, it's not. What is it? Kalia? Kalee? No.
You're going to tell
it's
me.
It's Kelly.
You're going to tell me everything they taught me in school about the English language is just, who cares?
So now your name is K-E-L-L-Y.
Oh, she'd be so pissed.
Maybe it's a family spelling. I don't know. If you are K-A-C-I-E, she's K-E-L-L-Y.
That's great. And once again, to email me, you have to see my name.
Well, I, the part that I just can't get over is not recognizing that KC isn't your name. It's initials.
We've had our names.
5 years of this show.
My name has been up there on birthdays and employee of the months and all this. Kenny Caraway's right there.
When you spell that in the email too, it's going to tell you like, yeah, this is not spelled right at all.
Yeah. Like, who are you emailing if you try to put that in? Like, oh, KC@odyssey.com. No, it's not going to work. There's nobody there.
Oh, Polo L's onto something. KC should be K-E-I-G-H-C-E. KC. Oh, man. And Sacktown Tony, who can forget? Courtside KC. Indeed. Who can forget?
You think there was anyone who ever read her name on the first day of class that got it right the first day?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
We should ask her. Is she here today?
I don't know, man. I don't know. You can go look. Like, I see Wesley. I see Karosha.
I only
here.
Ask because it's a Wednesday.
I don't
Wednesday.
Know if Kelly's here.
You might have people here on a Wednesday.
She's always busy.
Yeah, I feel like Kelly's like a – she has the opposite of the state schedule. She's in the building once a week and out the other 4 days.
And even when she's in the building,
but she gets
not
her
here
job
very
done.
Long.
No.
No, she does get her job done.
It's, she cooks.
It's not a knock on the production because she gets it done. But, like, she'll be here for 45 minutes, and then she goes and she comes back. She's a busy lady, though. I think she's a big meeting person. Like
she lunch, definitely is.
Lunch
yeah,
meeting.
Yeah.
Let's work this out in person.
She definitely is. If she catches my eye, we'll flag her down, and she can come tell us all about the interesting way in which she spells her name and your name, because that's what you've tuned into this show for. That is what you are here for.
What if she just knows nothing about Kenny? She's like, oh yeah, like
oh,
she's famous in KC.
Vague, yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay, so let's do this for a second. What do you think she knows about Kenny?
I'm black.
She knows that.
Got one thing down.
She knows that. Not certain on his name.
That's the thing. Like, he's been here for 5 years.
Do you think
years.
She knows he's married?
No chance. No chance.
Do you think she knows he has two kids?
No. Doesn't know where he lives inside.
Do you think
of
she knows what kind of
definitely
car he drives?
No. Doesn't know. You're
a homeowner.
We're 0 for something.
Do you think she knows you're a homeowner?
No. Even though we mentioned it.
So what we know is you're black.
That's it. And even though I've probably mentioned it to her and others at least 12 times, I need a bathroom. Do you think she knows that?
No. I guarantee you nobody over there knows you needed a bathroom.
You think everyone in this building knows you guys are on two stations?
Oh, good question. Good question. I'm going to say,
I think there's one person
who doesn't know.
Oh yeah, are we?
You think there's multiple people who know who don't know we're on two stations?
The fact that I got to think about this is
yeah, right. I'm gonna go.
Are we including the our new team member? Because he might not know. He's been here, what, like 2 weeks? He probably should, but.
Who's the team? Oh, okay. Oh, he definitely does.
Okay.
Peter definitely does.
Okay.
I said that with way too much confidence. I said that with way too much confidence.
I'm about to say, I guess you know something I know.
Yeah, Peter's my guy, but I don't know. Guy. Like, Peter's talked to me like 10 times about sports and ESPN.
Yeah.
Never. I'm gonna go. No, everyone knows we're on two stations.
I think so too.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say there's. Their people have been around long enough. I'll say Peter doesn't know we're on two stations.
Okay. All right.
And that's my man just got here. You know, it could be a little confusing.
Well, he just didn't get to Earth. He didn't just get to Sacramento.
True.
Peter been in the game.
True.
We're going to find out. Believe me, if we're mid-Kings conversation, if Will Z is on the show, and someone walks by, I'll flag them down, and we'll get to the bottom of this. Because I said yes with way, way, way too much.
Hey, you know Peter your whole life with that answer.
Yeah, that was extra.
Peter and Io is two best friends.
Two pals.
Best friend of 30 years, boy. Me, Peter, and Io.
Peter said, hey, we're going outside tonight.
Where are we going? The mix? Oh, all right. Alrighty.
Before we leave, like the Mavericks and all this other stuff.
Oh, we left their asses a long time ago.
I had a question about the AD thing. What do you think he would go for in open market? He's making, I think, well, it's like 3 years of like $50 million. That's, I mean, he's a great basketball player, obviously one of the greatest we've ever seen, but the money and the injury has to be has to be factored in.
So I think the tough part is, like, they're like, he's just not going to play the rest of the year. It feels like
he shouldn't, by the way.
So, yeah, I mean, given where Dallas is, I mean, but maybe for him, you need to. I mean, if he's healthy, maybe for him and whatever he might want to do this offseason, or maybe whatever Dallas might want to do this offseason. Because to me, I don't know that you shut him down with the idea of trading him. You almost have to, and this is like Anthony Davis, Zion Williamson, maybe that's it. You got to prove they're healthy. Like, they're probably the only players in the league that you have to prove. No, he's fine. We were going to hell last year. Kyrie got hurt, traded Luka. We just didn't play Anthony anymore. Okay, pal. Yeah, he hurt his adductor. Like, that'll hurt his value. To your question, I still think he's also 31 going on 32. I think he gets a good return.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.